Yes, it is that time of the week when we discuss your money. Your money. And here to chat about it today, well, here but not here, is Phil George, who is in at home isolation. Good morning to you, Phil. How are you feeling, first of all?
Yeah, look, I feel a lot better than I sound, I think, Nadia. So I've had two weeks off and still haven't been, I had 2 weeks away, a little bit of travelling domestically, and I was back a week ago and still haven't set foot in the office. So I'm busily tapping out emails and doing things from the kitchen bench, which is working okay, but I'm dying to get back.
Well, I hope you feel better soon, Phil, but you're at home where you belong. So keep well away from us.
Yes.
Now, before we get underway, don't forget.
The following segment is general in nature and shouldn't be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
And the reason that we're talking to Phil George today particularly is because really the headline as far as business is concerned is the price of gold as it marches towards $2,000 US an ounce. What's the reason for its incredible rise, Phil?
Russell, it's been amazing, hasn't it? And look, I think we're tracking up on sort of all-time highs right at the moment. I think night before last we were at $1,959 US dollars per ounce. Just to put that into a little bit of context for you, that's fresh highs since all the way back in, I think, end of 2011 and early 2012, off lows of about $1,000 in 2015. So since 2015, the gold price has doubled, but I suppose perhaps more importantly, we're 25% higher than we were from $1,500 per ounce at the end of March. Actually, it was a pretty weird period in March, as you know, and I suppose right at the time when you would think that gold would be rallying, the gold price probably fell $200 or $300, but since then it's just been on an absolute charge, Russell and Nadia, as you know. And look, I think from my perspective, there's some pretty clear reasons for that. The first reason being that real yield, so I guess the income return that you might expect off, say, a US Treasury, which is generally considered to be a risk-free asset, the yield on something like that is at or below zero. So obviously if you own gold or gold bullion, you're not getting any income off that. So in an environment where you're able to get, say, 4 or 5%, on a government bond, and gee, that feels like a long time ago, then you had a holding cost associated with holding bullion. So you had to be making, more than 5% capital growth, using that example, just to break even. So now it essentially doesn't cost you anything in real terms to hold gold. So that's one of the reasons why, speculators, if you like, have been able to more comfortably hold positions. The other reason is due, squarely to, the huge sort of inflation of government balance sheets generally, but more importantly, the US Federal Reserve. So post-GFC, the US Fed held around about $3 trillion in debt. Now, gee, that's a big number. A trillion's got, 12 zeros after it. Oh, so
what would that look
number.
Like in cash? Do you know how many Olympic-sized swimming pools that would be?
Yeah.
That's how you measure it,
isn't it? It's just staggering. Yeah, something like that. $3 trillion in debt post-GFC. That number is now $7 trillion. And it's escalated probably, let's call it $2 or $3 trillion just since March. Now, gold and the US dollar are generally considered as the two stores of value or stores of wealth, and some might say the third is to put cash under your mattress, but let's just deal with the first two.
Just like grandma.
So if you've got... Exactly. So if the US Federal Reserve is issuing bonds to essentially allow them to print more US dollars, then you have more US dollars on issue. So that's been devalued, and that's right. We've seen the Aussie dollar rally from sort of 60 cents up to or 55 cents up to where we are at 71. So that's more to do with the US dollar devaluing than the strength in our own currency. So this mass quantitative easing, if you like, has devalued the US dollar, certainly in the eyes, or you know, that's how investors perceive it. So that money that might have sat in US dollars as a store of wealth has now moved across to gold. So obviously, with only a certain number of gold bars on issue, if you like, that has caused a large rally in the gold price. So they I think would be the two major reasons. The other reason would be, I guess, a general escalation in China and US tensions between China and US. So whenever there's sort of political or global uncertainty, whether that be wars or trade tensions, then money rushes to gold and often the US dollar as a safe haven.